The party of three look down the laneway. They can see the jail kitchen at the very end on the left. They begin to walk.
When Tom came home from the mines that day with a feverish cold, I did not think anything of it. I tended to him and called for the doctor, like a good wife. But nothing made a difference. He got worse. What was I to do?
She called on two more doctors, each giving him different remedies.
I knew him 7 weeks before we married. I should have listened to stepfather. I was a fool. And Tom, he was charming. He was good to me. God, why couldn't he have stayed good to me? I was condemned to a life of being treated poorly. Mother left when I was 4 years old, and father died of consumption when I was 9. I lived 8 years alone in Ballarat until mother wrote to me.
Joyous at the thought of having family again, Elizabeth went to her.
To Moonta. Mother had remarried and stepfather treated me well. But maybe I was sinful, greedy maybe. Maybe I'd been sent to Tom as punishment. His drunken rage was set upon me. Walking past the jail kitchen, I smell pastry in the air. It reminds me of home, of Moonta, of the pasties Tom would take into the mines, of the home I tended to, my home where I taught Sunday school and attended the Wesleyan church with my mother and stepfather.
She would never see them again.
Tom couldn't leave without taking me with him, could he?
Thomas was cut open on their dining room table to perform his autopsy. Cause of death?
Mercury poisoning. No doubt a blessing. That man was vile and cruel. His drink made him the devil. He was worse than ever. I thought I would rather die than live with him, so I tried to put an end to myself in several different ways. Thank the Lord I did not succeed in doing so.
His death had not been suspicious at first, but the town of Moonta began to talk. Elizabeth had a reputation not enjoyed by the community. The gossip caused an inquest which led her to this day. Witnesses had seen her attend pharmacies in search of morphine. The death of the family dog a few weeks prior would also prove condemnatory for Elizabeth. Some believed she was testing the poison before giving it to her husband.
I did not give the poor dog any poison, for I knew what power the poison had. I took it myself for many years to ease the pain of what happened when I was a child, and I was so ill-treated by Tom. I was quite out of my mind.
With her eyes closed, Governor Howell and Reverend Bickford held each of Elizabeth's arms firmly. They had reached the gallows.